It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Good afternoon and welcome to All Things Real Estate. I'm Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners and stand ready to help meet all of your real estate objectives. In a few minutes, I'll be introducing my special and studio guests, but first want to remind you that we have partnered with some terrific companies who can help solve renovation, repair, and design issues around your home. Just go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com, click on the radio show icon, and go right to the list of real estate resource companies. I encourage you to give them a call if you need some help at the place that you call home. I also want to remind you about a special service that our firm is offering exclusively to everyone in Santa Fe. Now, why don't you go grab a pen and some paper so you can jot down a phone number I'm going to give to you in a minute. At any time, day or night, you can now call one phone number and get information on any property for sale in Santa Fe. Just dial 505-204-7427, enter the address of any home on the market, or if there is one of our for sale signs at the property, there will be a special code number you can enter. Now, once you've entered this information, a very pleasant woman's voice will tell you everything about the property you're interested in. And if you want additional information or wish to speak to a broker about the property, you can be connected, but it's totally your choice. So from any phone, you can now check out properties whenever you wish. Remember to dial 505-204-7427 and let your phone give you information on any property for sale in Santa Fe. As always, we have a lot going on the show today, so please sit back and enjoy All Things Real Estate here on Talk 1260 KTRC. You can email me, Ray Post, with your questions and comments by sending them to rpost@sfrp.com. We like to begin each show with some state-of-the-market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Okay, Andrew, what thoughts are you going to be bringing to us today?
Well, Ray, I thought I'd talk about rates. I'm supposed to talk about the state of the market, so what better thing to talk about than what rates are?
Absolutely.
Rates have dropped over the last week or 10 days, sort of inexplicably. People I talk to aren't quite sure why they're there and think it may be just an aberration. The 30-year rate got down to 4.75 with no points in the middle of this last week. It bumped up on Friday to about 5%. The people I speak to think that, you know, that's probably where it's going to stay for a little while. But, again, there's upward pressure. The comparable 15-year rate is a lot better. So if the 30-year rate is at 5%, the 15-year rate is at 4.5%, which is not usual. Usually there's a 0.25% to 0.75% difference. But the biggest bargain, I think, is the 5/1 ARM, which today is at 3.75.
That's an extraordinary rate, isn't it?
Right. Well, and I say to people, why buy a ticket to New York when you're only going to Chicago? What I mean by that is a lot of people have a specific time frame in the purchase of their home. They know they're going to be here on assignment, or they're going to, you know, they're going to trade up, or they're going to do something within a 5-year period. And 5 years is a long time. And the to compare the 30-year with a 5/1 ARM today, saving 1.25% means that you save $3,750 a year, or over a 5-year period, $18,750. That's a big savings, and especially if you feel that your time horizon is less than 5 years.
And Andrew, just a question. Isn't it usual counsel to recommend refinancing when the interest rates drop at least 3/4 to 1% below your current rate?
Yeah, I mean, yes. It depends on the loan amount, too, because that has a lot to do with the savings. The last thing I'd like to just mention is that there are lenders coming back into the jumbo market. I can do a 30-year jumbo today at around 6%, But if you want to go into a 5-1 or 7-1 arm, I can get it down 5% or below. Mm-hmm. And those two are very, very good rates. You can't do an 80% jumbo anymore, usually 75%, and it depends on whether it's a primary or a second home. It's not as easy as the conforming rates and the conforming loans, but it is available.
Uh-huh. Well, Andrew, as always, excellent counsel, and I guess one of the other bottom line issues that we recommend to people is whether the federal government extends it or not, but the first-time home buyer credit of $8,000 is expiring at the end of November. So, Andrew Hoffman, our advice, everyone's advice, is go out. If you're going to buy something, buy it now so you can take advantage of it if you're in that income category.
Yes, I'm working on a number of people who are rushing to meet that deadline. So, bring them on down.
Excellent. We'll do
thank
that.
You.
Anyway, Andrew Hoffman, special advisor to all things real estate. Thank you. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Ray.
Bye-bye. Shifting gears, I want to introduce my special in-studio guest. We were having some chuckles at the beginning in the green room here before we came on the show. I have Fidel Gutierrez, who is Senior Vice President of Los Alamos National Bank, with me here today. Fidel, actually, I'm going to say this to the audience so they know, is that Fidel was standing in the room. We're here at Hutton Broadcasting in the green room. They have all of these icon rock stars from the 60s, Jimi Hendrix and the like on the wall. And Fidel stood up as we're about ready to come into the booth here, and he says, "Ray, I'm a rock star in a banker's body." So anyway, welcome to the show today, Fidel.
Thank you, Ray.
And maybe your colleagues didn't want to know about that, but I've now revealed something. Anyway,
well, that's fine. I think people that know me probably know that about me.
Excellent. Well, we always try to start out the show, Fidel, by connecting with the listeners and sort of giving them some background about our special in-studio guest. You have been with Los Alamos National Bank since 1987. This is a gentleman who is, has worked his way up the ranks, is now today the senior vice president of all bank operations. In 1999, Fidel was chosen to head up the bank's new office and market expansion in Santa Fe. And later on in this program, we're going to be talking very specifically about a branch that you're opening. So tell me, as a child, why did you ever think about getting into banking?
Growing up here in Santa Fe, it was I didn't think about getting into banking, no. That was one of the things that really didn't seem like a career path for me. But I did have my part-time jobs, and 3 years worked at a seafood market cleaning fish, which was better than washing dishes, weekends after school. But about every 6 months, the owner of the seafood market would get dressed in a sports coat, and I'd say, "What's going on, Bob? Where are you going?" "I've got to go and talk to my banker, and I got to get dressed up." So when I go talk to my banker, and again, it was always interesting to say, and he looked at me and said, "You should be the guy that I'm getting dressed up to go and see. You should go into banking."
Interesting.
So he actually brought his banker into the shop one day, talked to him, and got to know a little bit more about banking. I said, "You're right. I need to be the guy in the suit that you're getting dressed up to go and see. I think it's a lot easier than cleaning fish for a living."
Uh-huh. Well, and here you are today. You've realized on that dream. Again, you're the Vice President of Bank Operations. Santa Fe now has two offices for Los Alamos National Bank. And, again, we're going to be talking about this very special third office that you're going to be opening up later this month. I wanted to just mention to the audience, though, that you are a native of Santa Fe. You went to Santa Fe High School. You actually graduated from New Mexico University. And you're also a graduate of the New Mexico School of Banking. So you've basically done it all here. Have you ever been anywhere outside of New Mexico?
Yes, I have, and it made me appreciate Santa Fe that much more. I attended UCLA for 2 years, lived in Southern California for 2 years during that time frame, Albuquerque, Las Cruces, but mostly Southern California. And, again, it always made me just appreciate and want to get back to Santa Fe that much more. Open space, blue sky,
mm-hmm.
Can't beat it.
I was laughing when Fidel drove up today. He had his convertible top down, and I said to him, "You know, this is only one of the few places in the country where you can ride with that convertible top down into December. Is that right?"
That's right. 34 degrees is usually the number where the top comes up. But if it doesn't get below 34, that top's down.
Very good. Well, let's get right into the meat of things today, Fidel. Again, I teased the audience by telling them that, indeed, you're going to be opening up a brand-new branch. It's not just opening a branch for Los Alamos National Bank. This is going to be built to the gold LEED standard. So let's talk a little bit about what that means to people out here and to Los Alamos National Bank.
Okay, Ray. You know, first off, I just want to say, you know, the bank's been good to me after 22 years and, again, give me opportunities to move forward. You opened up our first office in 99, and after 10 years, we're the leading deposit market share in Santa Fe. This office will allow us to serve Southwest Santa Fe, and I feel good about working for the bank because the facility itself is a commitment to the community, sustainability. It's a beautiful office as our other offices. We invest in our facilities, full service, lenders are there. The green aspect, it's the right thing to do. We have an EcoSmart loan program, but the office itself, when we started and we thought about what we could do in Santa Fe to further obviously sustainability, but also further Santa Fe is one of the goals is the environmental technology capital of the United States, sort of the what's going on at the community college. The bank, when we started talking, first off, we said, let's start putting in the green features, you know, photovoltaics, water harvesting. And the way that we followed that, the LEED standards, which is U.S. Green Building Council, it's like they put out the criteria for different levels, silver, gold, platinum. Gold for a commercial building, I was amazed at how much really the criteria to get to that level you really have to do to make a difference, some of the things that need to be incorporated from the very beginning, from the construction site on through the design to the actual construction. It was the right thing to do, and we're very happy, and I would love for the people of Santa Fe to go out and take a look at the building.
Well, and we're going to talk a little bit about your grand opening, which is occurring on the 24th of this month. Again, this building was built to the LEED standard, and LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. It's administered, as Fidel said, by the U.S. Green Building Council. It is the standard by which people today, both residential and commercial building, are meeting this objective of being more green. So we're going to talk a little bit about that in the next segment. But right now, Gino Townsend, my producer, I think we'll take a break here on All Things Real Estate. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today I have Fidel Gutierrez, my special guest in the studio. He is the Senior Vice President with Los Alamos National Bank. Before we get back into our conversation, you know, I always tell my clients that we should, or they should be thoughtful in their choice of a realtor, a lender, and other real estate professionals to work with. And they should also be just as discriminating in their choice of a title insurance company. My top recommendation, well, it happens to be Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. You see, Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurance companies with a personal Santa Fe approach. Their services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises, so choose experienced, knowledgeable professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call my friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email them at their free and confidential question and customer service department. That address is santafe@fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. I know you'll appreciate the difference. And they are also sponsors of the show. We appreciate that very much. Back to Fidel Gutierrez, my special in-studio guest today with Los Alamos National Bank. Fidel, we talked in the last segment, framed for the listeners why or the fact that you guys are building this brand-new branch to the gold LEED standards. Why is that important to Los Alamos National Bank?
Well, it's important, as you know, that our tagline, creating a better way. And really, it's important that we actually live that and breathe that. We have an opportunity to create a new building and to create a banking environment that it is important that the sustainability and water harvesting and the issues facing not only Santa Fe, but the world, you know, they basically the global warming, everything you hear about. But a lot of corporations, it's easy to say, you know, oh, we have green programs or we're going green. You see it all the time. We started this early on before a lot of that happened. Mm-hmm. When there's an opportunity now for us to actually create that better way, mm-hmm. to build this type of facilities, not only for our customers, for our employees, and for the overall community, we're going to take that opportunity. And it might have been a little bit more upfront cost, but it'll pay for it in the long run. And that's the one thing about Los Alamos National Bank, we're in it for the long haul. Mm-hmm. There's not this short-term quarterly, you know, next quarter numbers. We have to maximize our profits now. It's basically do the right thing, and it'll have future value.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure as a result of green issues being more important to most everybody now, is that your customers are going to be highly appreciative of you doing this on behalf of the greater good here in Santa Fe. So it's a win-win all the way around. Besides that, I mean, there are some very good features. Let's talk a little bit about what the actual features of this building are that are valuable from a green standpoint.
Well, there's, as Lee, it breaks it up into various categories, site and water, energy, indoor and outdoor environment. I think one of the neatest features that I have seen that'll be new to Santa Fe, one of the things is a permeable parking lot where basically any snow melt, rainwater recharges the aquifer. It doesn't just go into the storm drainage system and, you know, down Cerritos Road to, you know, sometimes when you see it's raining, all this water's going everywhere. Mm-hmm. This allows the water to actually seep back into the soil, recharge the aquifer. And it was, again, one of those things that's new, and I think people in Santa Fe will see it, and they're like, what's wrong with this parking lot? Why wasn't it completed? It looks like there's holes in it. And, again, we were thinking, you know, we had to put up signs that said, you know, please watch your step, because, again, it is a different style of parking lot.
Interesting. So how big are the actual
holes? Oh, they just, when I saw them pour, they were just like 2x2, like 4-inch squares framed in the concrete. We also have a photovoltaic system that I'm excited because eventually it's going to produce, at a conservative estimate, is about 13% of the energy consumption on the building, which is already engineered for low energy consumption.
Wow.
So the photovoltaic system is on the roof of the building. The parking lot lights, you'll notice when you drive by, those are passive. The solar panel on them, so it's active solar, again, photovoltaics. And actually, the meter at some points will be going backwards on the electrical consumption.
You'll be giving back to the grid.
Yes. So, and again, that's some of the things that are exciting. The indoor lighting, basically using natural light, walking in and out of rooms that the lights turn off or turn on depending on motion in the room or heat, that you're not basically having to flip, go through and turn off the light. It just turns off automatically.
But you said, you know, the upfront costs are more significant, but at the same time, you guys are being smart because giving back to the power grid, it's saving you money in the long run.
It is, and some of the things that really made it nice are the recent tax credits for investing in basically solar systems.
They are significant, I know.
They are significant, and plus the rebates from the electrical, the power providers, PNM, different things. So, and again, if we did the numbers, it's going to be payback, but the payback's going to be probably in 12 years. And after that, as everyone says, it's going to be free energy from the sun.
Well, and free energy given to you on behalf of Los Alamos National Bank, and that is a fabulous thing. You know what? We're going to continue on this conversation, but Gino Thompson, my producer, we've once again reached that point in the show for our legal topic of the week, brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. Now, this week, attorney Janice Ahern will offer her thoughts on how floodplain mapping and government drainage regulations impact home construction. Planning for construction of a home, or for that matter, any structure, presents many challenges caused by recent revisions to the floodplain maps prepared by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, otherwise known as FEMA. Many landowners have been surprised by the specifics of recent mapping and the new designation of flood areas. Before considering building or any remodel or even fencing at your property, an owner should first investigate whether any portion of their property is designated as part of a floodplain. In addition, both the city and county of Santa Fe are focusing on stormwater drainage issues as part of any new building permit process. The city and the county have also adopted terrain management regulations addressing steep slopes and disturbance of such slopes for all improvements, including driveways. Again, before considering building or the construction of any improvement, an owner should determine whether he can comply with the rules and regulations governing storm water drainage. Attorney Ahern advises checking with the appropriate city or county government office charged with overseeing these issues. And if a purchaser is interested in acquiring land and may in the future consider building improvements, the floodplain and drainage limitations should also be investigated before the purchase, not after. Finally, before commencing any construction or before considering the purchase of a buildable lot, the owner or purchaser should always arrange for a testing of the soil. In recent years, many owners have learned the hard way, and when it's way too late, that the condition of the soil should have been investigated before building began. Thanks again to Attorney Janice Ahern for providing us with an informative legal topic of the week. If you have your own legal questions regarding floodplain or governmental drainage regulations, please go to our website, www.santafe realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon, and then go right to the Reuben Katz Law Firm logo. Gino, we're a little early, but I'm going to go ahead and take a break now, come back and give the time to Fidel. Please stay tuned here on All Things Real Estate. My special guest is Fidel Gutierrez of Los Alamos National Bank. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. And before I go back into my conversation with my special in-studio guest, I want to ask you, are you thinking about building a new home or updating the one that you're in, converting your garage into a living space, or simply building a guest house? You know, choosing a contractor is an important decision, and that's why I recommend Major Development Incorporated, a premier developer and builder in Santa Fe with over 15 years of experience. Jeff and Dina Major work with you to ensure a quality and efficient building process that will enhance your home and reflect your style. Now is an excellent time to start your project with Major Development and enjoy 15% off their standard rates. Please call Major Development today at 505-470-0019 for your free consultation or visit them online at www.majordevelopment.net. to learn about all of their custom building services. Fidel Gutierrez, my special in-studio guest and senior vice president with Los Alamos National Bank. We've been talking about your special new branch that's opening up to the public on the 24th of this month, and we'll talk a little bit more about that special day. But you wanted to speak again to some of the special features that are being built into this gold LEED standard facility.
Yeah, just a couple. Ray, one of the things that I thought was fascinating, as this was a learning process for me as far as being on this project, on some of the green features, but the mechanical systems, the heating and cooling system that the engineered into the building, it's new to the United States. It's been used in Europe and Asia for a few years, but to get it certified in the United States for use took 2 or 3 years. But anyway, it's a system that basically balances the building without producing cool air or hot air. It will if it needs to, but what it really, with state-of-the-art electronics, moves air through the building. If one area of the building, even a room, needs to be a little bit warmer, it'll go out and move warm air from another part of the building that needs to be cooler. So again, it's constantly adjusting the building as well as it can using existing heating and cooling that what's already in the building, as far as rather than just coming on when the thermostat typically gets to a certain level, then the heat kicks on or the cool kicks on. Mm-hmm. This way it kicks on, but again, rather than producing that, it's moved from other areas of the building. The other thing that's sort of neat, and you'll see it at the building, 2 cisterns for water harvesting. Mm-hmm. That's hooked up for all of the outdoor landscaping irrigation. So basically all of the water from the roof of the building and some of the parking lots, basically it's being harvested to use for irrigation for the landscaping.
Mm-hmm. And I just received an email here, Fidel. Let's see.
It's probably from my mom.
No. Well, I don't know. Let's see. I commend you. Is your mom's name Susan?
No.
Okay. Susan says... So maybe she's using an alias.
It's my mom's best friend.
Okay. Thank you, Susan, for sending your email. And it says, "Hi, Fidel. I commend Los Alamos National Bank for building an environmentally sound branch. But what does it mean to me as a customer of the bank?"
What it means to you as a customer of the bank is, I think, when you ask that question, I think it means that you're, as a customer, that you know you work at the bank that cares about the communities that we serve. Mm-hmm. And it might be something that it's a feel-good, well, I'm going to be able to, the state-of-the-art building, the comfort level that you'll receive. It's a large facility. Again, I think it's the way we service customers and our employees are also very comfortable in this building.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're comfortable, they offer better service, customers using the facility. It's well thought out, well designed. So as a customer of Los Alamos National Bank, I think it's basically our commitment to our customers and our community that we are doing more so than just providing banking services. We're also part of the community that we all live in.
Right. Well, and an excellent answer for Susan. Thank you, Susan, for your email. I think the fact that you guys are giving back in a way that very few businesses in Santa Fe can claim, I think, is in of itself is incredibly significant. Go ahead.
Can I just add one
more
thing?
Sure, absolutely.
As a customer also, this comes under really what we call our EcoSmart program,
mm-hmm.
which translates for customers into we have an eco-loan program. So as a customer of the bank, if you're considering any of the green features, rather retrofitting your house with a water harvesting system, photovoltaics, things like that, or building new construction, you get discounts on loan interest rates,
mm-hmm.
Basically pay less points. If you buy cars with certain over certain miles per gallon, you get a discount on your loan rates for
mm-hmm.
auto loans. So it does translate into other things that we're doing to promote our green lending program.
Absolutely, and just as Los Alamos National Bank benefited from the tax credits that were available to you when you built, those same kinds of tax credits on top of the benefits that your eco loan programs provide are available to individuals as well for doing these good and smart things.
They are, and again, we've extended some of the terms on our loans for especially photovoltaic systems, calculated the paybacks, worked with a few of our customers to basically partner with them and say, if you have customers interested in these systems, normally we'll go 7 years on this type of loan, but let's make it 9 just due to the fact that it matches the payback period
mm-hmm.
Much better,
mm-hmm.
So you recover your costs.
I'll tell you what, Gino, I'm actually going to shift gears here quickly and do a special segment today. I have a very good friend of mine on the phone who is actually one of our sponsors of the radio show. I have Loopy Linson. Good afternoon, Loopy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing okay, and I should just tell our listeners that Linson's Incorporated, which is a family-owned and operated business, has been offering fabrics and custom upholstery services for more than 30 years. You have a great facility down there on Cerrillos Road, and you have like 450 lines of fabric and custom bedding and just all sorts of upholstery services. But today, I think, Loopy, you'd like to talk to the listeners about a special product that you offer, which are solar shades, correct?
Yes. It's one of the best products on the line right now. We're very fortunate to live in Santa Fe. The downside is we have the best upside is that we have great views. The downside is we also have the intense sun and UV problem, which causes incredible damage, not only to your floors, your walls, your artwork, your furniture. The good thing about solar shades is even when they're in the down position to protect everything you have inside, they also give you the visibility so that you don't lose those views that you obviously paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing is a lot of these great big windows is they're very hard to manage. So we do a great line of motorized products, which can be internal or external, but you don't have to have them hardwired. So everything's on a battery pack.
And these are, you say, motorized mechanisms for actually raising and lowering windows, shades and the like?
Shades, uh-huh. All the shades. So in hard-to-reach areas or big spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have those great big windows up on top and the sun's beating right in. Just a flip of a switch or a button,
mm-hmm.
and it comes down or it goes up. And they virtually roll up and go away.
Well, you know, and today, Loopy, I have my special guest, Fidel Gutierrez of Los Alamos National Bank, in with us, and he's talking about a number of green-related issues. Investing in smart things like solar shades are also a good way of giving back to the environment, correct?
Yes, it's a great way, and many of these solar shades are green products.
Mm-hmm.
And we have green fabrics as well. So living in Santa Fe, that's what we're very concerned about, is everything around us.
Yeah, we love the sun, but the sun can also be our enemy if it's too intense. And I should say that, you know, you are a major destination, Loopy, your facility there on Cerrillos Road at 1305 Cerrillos for interior designers and decorators. But if someone's listening today and they'd like to chat with you about what they need to do. What's the first step for investigating whether a solar shade at their home might work for them?
If the sun's coming in their house, that's all they need to know.
That's it, okay.
If they have windows, then they have a problem.
I see. So if they're
The good thing with the solar shades is you can do it in a privacy product also. So if you have a room that's your media room, you can still have the blackout feature and the protection. And when you push the button, it goes up and goes away.
Oh, excellent. Well, listen, Loopy, first of all, I want to thank you for being on the show today. Thank you secondarily as being a sponsor of All Things Real Estate. And I think you shared some very valuable information with our listeners. I encourage everyone to go and visit with Loopy at Lensons Incorporated. Again, the address is 1305 Cerrillos Road. I know you're closed today and tomorrow, but you're open bright and early on Tuesday. Is that right?
Yes. Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 5 and Saturdays from 12 to 4.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Loopy. We will talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you. Good to hear your voice.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see, Gino, she's gone. Got a couple of minutes here before we go to a break. Back to my special in-studio guest, Fidel Gutierrez with Los Alamos National Bank. We talked about some of the green features associated with this new facility. Let's talk a little bit about, you alluded to it before, but let's talk a little bit about the green eco loan programs that and products that Los Alamos National Bank offers to their customers here in Santa Fe.
Well, and just before we get to that,
sure.
I know we just have a few minutes, but again, that customer, when I ask a question, you give time to think about it. What does it mean for the customer? One of the other green features, obviously, that for LEED certification is when people come into the building, the flooring material, the furniture, it's all Green Guard certified, the toxics, the the quality of air you're breathing and what is used as our cleaning products, janitorial products. So, again, it creates that environment so more chemical-free for customers in the bank. Getting to the loan program, again, we started this loan program to designate a significant amount of money for lending for people that want to basically add green features to their home, either new or existing construction on the residential side as well as the commercial side. More and more, we're seeing commercial building being built to silver, the LEED silver standard mostly. There's the gold standard also, which we have done. But again, builders, developers get discounted interest rates on their projects if they factor in. They don't have to be LEED certified.
Mm-hmm.
They have to meet some of the criteria to go into their projects that are part of the U.S. Green Building Council LEED certification. But again, if they choose not to go as far as getting it LEED certified, they still can qualify for discounted interest rates.
Excellent.
And just one other comment.
Sure.
Also, if you're looking at energy efficient appliances, water saving appliances, dishwashers, washing machines, gray water recycling systems, again, water harvesting systems, the bank also offers discounted interest rates for those types of loans.
Well, I mean, it makes sense for every consumer to go and make their own assessment at their house right now and think very solidly about why they should not do this. I mean, from a financial standpoint, a loan standpoint, it makes enormous sense to me. Let's talk a little bit about this special event that's coming up on the 24th of October. It's your grand opening of your new branch, which is down on Cerrillos Road, actually at 3674 Cerrillos. A better landmark would be it's at the corner of Cerrillos and
Vegas
Verdes. You're going to be open on that Saturday from 12 to 3, grand opening, right?
12 to 3, grand opening. It's a block west on Cerrillos Road of the Cerrillos Road and Zaffirano intersection. Longtime Santa Fe residents will remember it as the site of the old Yucca Drive-In.
Mm-hmm.
So the grand opening festivities, 12 to 3, basically food, Frito pies, hot dogs. Alex Mariel is going to be playing basically music. There's going to be a jumping house for the kids, door prizes, gift certificates, and also we're giving away a smart car. You need to be present to win, but if you want to basically sign up for that drawing, we're giving away a smart car. So we're looking for an exciting time. People can come by, check out the green features.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be available to point those out and, again, enjoy a Frito Pie, listen to some music,
yeah,
and just have a nice community celebration.
And you guys are going to be giving tours of the facility so people can get a true feeling for all these green aspects, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
That's very important, and that's part of the LEED process, is basically educating the community and various just people that are interested on the feature, so that, again, we got a point there in that process for lead certification.
Absolutely. Well, good stuff. Tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with my special guest, Fidel Gutierrez of Los Alamos National Bank. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Over 6 minutes, Gino, so we've got plenty of time, yeah, even more than that. Fidel, why don't we go back to the branch itself. Again, we've talked about your grand opening on the 24th, and we'll mention that again at the end of the show. And we've talked about the features of this building that's being built to the gold LEED standards, which are very high. And actually, I'll tell you what, I'm going to switch gears on you. I just got another email. Since your guest has been with the bank for many years, what advice does he have regarding a career in the banking industry from Tom? You want to talk about that a little bit?
I sure will, actually, because it's been a good career for me. The advice that I have would be, really, if you're thinking about a career in banking, education is important, obviously. You need background in finance, math, real estate, law, you know, basically business law. So you try to, basically, I'd recommend getting a business degree. Also well-rounded, you know, there's so many aspects of career in banking. There's marketing, lending, operations. But so many times, even if you get a part-time job in a bank as you're going to school and learn, you know, that most important positions in banks are the tellers. They see our customers, how important customer service is. And if you have an attitude and you're willing to wanting to serve people and that career path as far as education, trying to get your foot in the door, whether it's a credit union, bank, get that financial experience. And basically it's one of those careers that if you work hard for my career and you learn, get that experience, believe me, usually you get moved along. You may not get moved along as quickly as you would like.
Sure. Well,
sometimes that's just the nature of it. But again, that knowledge of that banking knowledge and the technology side of it, it's all moving so quickly. So keeping basically education, and again, that's what I would recommend.
And thank you, Tom, for that email. I want to recommend to you as well, Tom, that if you're interested in a career with Los Alamos National Bank, you should go to our website, www.santafe.realtypartners.com. Click on the radio show icon. That'll take you right to our dedicated radio show page. And right there in primary position as one of our main sponsors is the Los Alamos National Bank logo. You can click on that and get all the information you need. So thank you, Tom, for that message. Let's go back again, Fidel. What are maybe some of the three or four points that you want to leave with the listeners about this brand-new facility that makes it so unique?
Well, the three or four points, you know, and I can't speak highly enough of when we commit to the community with our facilities that we build. You know, that basically when you walk into that bank building, the beams, the work that's been done, the workmanship, the different features, this artwork, we have a David Pearson sculpture. Reverence is in front of the bank building, our downtown office. We have Innocence. But again, the commitment to a full-service office with loan officers there, basically being part of the community of Santa Fe in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And again, that's what we look at, branch manager, our employees there. It's a seasoned crew that's going to be operating at the bank. Most of our employees, once they do get a job at the bank, a lot of them, it's a great career path. In fact, the branch manager there that was selected, she's very customer service driven. Amanda Lombard's her name, the people that we've selected. So that's the point. I just want to really, the next point is plenty of parking. We basically invest in a large enough site, mm-hmm. so we don't have to inconvenience our customers. The drive-through lanes, drive-through ATMs, full-service safe deposit box vault. Many times you go into a bank branch anymore. Banks don't want to make a commitment to basically investing into a vault where people can actually rent a safe deposit box and protect their valuables or whatever they need to do there.
Right.
So, again, the green features of the building did not detract from, in fact, it added quite a bit because we had to really think them through to the overall ambiance and natural beauty when you walk into the building. I think you'll sense that even driving by.
I just got another email. Hi, Fidel. And this sets up a little bit of a discussion promoting your upcoming grand opening. Hi, Fidel. What do I need to do to have a chance at winning the green car? That obviously resonated with Bill. Thank you, Bill, for that message. Fidel, that's going to be part of your October 24th event, isn't it?
Yes, October 24th. You can stop by at one of our existing branches right now to register to win the drawing. You can also register, obviously, on the date of our grand opening. You need to be present to win.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be basically the drawing is going to be at 3 o'clock that afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need to do, just basically.
But Bill can go into any branch right now or other facilities to actually register for the drawing, right?
Right. There's basically tickets in the box, and you drop that in, and we're basically working very closely with Hutton Broadcasting on that promotion.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get as many people registered to win that car. It's mm-hmm. exciting.
And are you actually doing the drawing on the 24th?
Yes.
Right there? So it'd be
right.
That drum roll and pull the name out of the hat and hopefully Bill, you got to be there for this drawing.
Yeah, that's
so from 12 to 3.
Like, we'd hate to go through 10 names before the person is there.
So the message here is that everybody needs to look at their calendar and carve out the 24th from 12 to 3 and make sure that you are at. And that address, again, is 3674 Cerrillos Road, which is at the intersection of
Vegas Verde and Cerrillos Road.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're there, it's also, Alex Mariel is going to be playing, Frito Pies from El Parasol. So it's not only going to be you can win a free car, but you can also have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Well, Fidel Gutierrez, local boy done good here. You are a real sort of an example for people of someone who has worked his way up through the ranks of an institution here. You now are the senior vice president for all bank operations for Los Alamos National Bank. You've been focusing on this brand new branch, which is going to be a fabulous place to be on the 24th of October. I'm glad you've been with the show today. Any last 2 seconds of thoughts for the listeners?
2 seconds, just real quick, because it's funny that when we opened up our first office in Santa Fe, and I have done well, and banks treated me well, and I ended up a block from where I grew up. So it's almost like I've come full circle, and people say, you've gone far, and it's like, no, I haven't gone very far at all.
Anyway, I'm delighted to have you on the show. You've got a great sense of humor. I want to have you back again, if that's okay with you.
That's fine, as long as it's not Sunday at noon.
Okay, well, we'll have to do a pre-recorded.
I'm usually.
Anyway, I want to thank Fidel Gutierrez of Los Alamos National Bank for joining me today on the show. Please attend Los Alamos National Bank's new branch grand opening at 3674 Cerrillos Road on Saturday, October 24th from 12 to 3. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, and Kate and Jane back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for doing all that you do to make the show a success. And thank you for tuning in today. And give me and my broker colleagues a call at 989-8900 if you need some real estate advice. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.